Last week on this program, we spoke with a California woman who was trying to improve her chances during a job search by getting a new face. Plastic surgery was the option she chose to make an impression on possible employers, but the first thing these employers actually see is your resume. Describing yourself in a positive way on a resume seems like the obvious thing to do, the equivalent of plastic surgery on the resume, but the surprising thing is that many job seekers include information on their applications that definitely will not lead to an interview. Liz Hughes is an expert in the field of specialized staffing and executive director with Robert Half International, a consulting firm. She joins us now from member station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Your company runs a website called resumania.com where you post selections from actual cover letters and resumes. I wonder if you can tell me some kinds of things that people are submitting to companies.
The website and what we have put on the website really are highlighting mistakes that people have made on their resumes. And certainly we've produced it to remind job seekers in a lighthearted way the importance of checking and double checking their resume. Some examples include, I'm a hard worker and I can endure the boredom of working. Or another good one, I speak several languages and I'm very handsome.
What's wrong with that one?
Well, it may be somewhat irrelevant to the job. The languages are good, but the idea of being handsome may not necessarily be a relevant fact.
I'm looking at some of the others here that you have posted over time. I am seeking a second job to supplement my income and support my shopping habit.
Correct. That's another good one. Probably irrelevant to the potential employer.
I would like to work for a company that is very lax when it comes to tardiness.
Not something a potential job seeker would want to highlight.
Now, where do these submissions come from?
These submissions come from a lot of different places. Clearly, as a staffing service, we ourselves receive hundreds and hundreds of resumes each week. We work with thousands of clients around the world, and those clients and our colleagues also share with us some of the resumes that they're receiving as they post jobs and as they advertise for positions as well.
And are these people really trying to get jobs or just going through the motions?
Certainly, we believe people are earnest in wanting to seek employment and wanting to get positions and get jobs. However, sometimes people may not realize that whether it be obvious errors like talking about irrelevant information or even really having typos and spelling errors on resumes, how that really may affect their chances for an interview and certainly for a job.
You look at some of these and you do have to wonder if there's some kind of Freudian slip going on here. They're revealing their real lack of interest or something like that.
You have to wonder. And you have to wonder about some of the individuals who may express negative information on those resumes. I know one was reason for leaving, boring, I hated it, no money, reason for leaving, pushed aside so the vice president's girlfriend could have my job. So I think that sometimes people feel like they're offering an explanation for why they left when in reality they come across as negative, and that's never a good thing as it relates to looking for a position, and hiring managers certainly will take that into consideration.
Well, that's, I don't know if, I'm sure you've been in this situation, I know I have. When you're putting together a resume, it is kind of challenging to try to think of something unique enough to get people's attention without being so unique that someone is going to find it to be unconventional or stupid.
Correct. And I think what employers are truly looking for now is, what will this person bring to the table? What will this person offer to the company that will help the company? And that's really what employers are looking for versus personal information, negative information, et cetera. So I think that's important to remember as people are putting together their resumes. What will you as a job seeker, based upon your skills, experience, and accomplishment, bring to any potential employer? How do those things link?
How much time does a typical employer spend looking at a typical resume?
Knowing what some of our clients are telling us in terms of how many resumes they're getting when they run an ad these days, it could be as many as 200, 300, 400 resumes. So they may only take 5 minutes or so with each cover letter and resume, but suffice it to say, if they see a pretty dramatic error, grammatical error, spelling error, or something more obvious like the examples that we mentioned, they may look at that a far shorter period of time, and that may be just tossed aside, again, screening out so they can concentrate on the individuals with the true experience and skills that they're looking for.
So the slightest mistake in this environment anyway could be deadly.
Absolutely. There are a lot of people out there looking for work, and you want to be able to put your best foot forward. And the resume is the first impression.
Liz Hughes, can I get you to read a few more of the resume errors that you collected on resumenia.com?
Certainly. One was, work as an assistant to someone else so I can get my laundry done, bills paid, and kids raised without having to pay someone else to do it. My top motivator is money. If asked to choose between a professional desk job and one sanitizing a barn house that pays more, I'm headed for the farm.
Liz Hughes is at KQED in San Francisco, where she's an executive director with Robert Half International. Ms. Hughes, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.